Okay, this is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee. I'm Dave Adelson, chair of the committee, and Mary Berg is the secretary. Mary, can you call the roll?
Yeah. I'm here. Lydia?
Yeah. Here.
Ray LaForest? Okay. Ambrose?
Here.
Deb Shafto? Dave, he's here. Sarv Randhawa?
Here.
Okay. Lonnie Hicks? Okay. Greg is here. Okay,
here.
That's Greg, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ray?
Star six.
Deb? Lonnie? They're not here. Okay.
By the way, for the record, the star six, I prefer when we use that because the other one, when you hit the pom-pom one, it doesn't tell you when you're muted or not, and it takes twice as long then for us to get back on. And
yep, that's the calling service.
That's a good
one. But this one is star six. So who...
Move to approve the agenda.
Yeah,
wait a
okay.
minute. Wait a minute. I did not... hear my name called on the attendance.
Well, Teresa, I'm sorry, I didn't, but I put you down. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
And David Adelson?
Yeah.
I didn't hear his
called.
Name called. Is there anyone else?
Deb Shafto is the other member of this committee.
But she didn't, I called her twice, and I called his name twice.
Okay.
Okay.
And Ray LaForest's name twice.
Okay.
Great. So Ambrose has moved approval of the agenda. The agenda was to deal with the March PNB meeting and our handling of the WPFW election, PNB representative election issue that was referred to us by the PNB on Monday. Greg and I worked out a draft agenda, and I circulated that draft agenda, but I believe because he's been traveling, I don't know how much time he, how far along the proposal on the training on race and nationality is. Also, since we don't have the materials we need for the WPFW election, I'd like to propose that we shorten each item to 5 minutes for an update and then schedule the next meeting. Would
I'll
there be an objection
that,
to that?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay.
I would
shorten
just like
each
to...
item to 5 minutes. Okay.
Okay. Well, this is Teresa. I would like to register a concern that I canceled another meeting to attend this meeting, and then we're kind of abbreviating it, rescheduling it. I hope we don't have to do this again.
I that's noted, and I apologize for that, and I will make a point that we won't do this again. So then the first item on the agenda is the scheduling of the next meeting. I had proposed Tuesday, March 7th, because that Thursday is taken by the Finance Committee meeting, but Mary Berg said before we got on the call she couldn't make that. Is Monday, March 6th, available for people at 8:30 p.m. Eastern?
I could do that.
Say that again one more time. What date?
Monday, March 6th.
I could do that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir?
That whole week... 6th through the 10th,
mm-hmm.
I have to go take care of my sister down in Laguna Niguel area. She's very sick, so I don't know whether I'm going to be able to make it, but that should not prevent anybody else from attending the meeting.
Can you call in from there, maybe?
It's going to be hard, but I'll try, but I'll see. But,
okay, thank you, Sarv, and our condolences.
Thank you.
I do have a local meeting scheduled for Monday the 6th. But if I need to miss it, I need to miss it.
Okay, well, we'll make a point of not rescheduling on you again if you're willing to do that.
Well, what happened to the 7th?
Mary
I
Berg,
cannot do
secretary,
that. I can't do any Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
And the Wednesday, the 8th, is out for people?
The what?
Wednesday,
the
8th?
It's fine with me.
I think there's something on the 8th, but I can't.
That's the WPFWSB meeting.
Oh.
Okay, then let's stick to the 6th.
And the 10th is the deadline for having it all together, so let's do more.
Earlier
then.
Is better.
10th
okay,
PNB
so
meeting.
Like
why don't we do it on the 10th?
10th PNB meeting.
10th PNB meeting. course, there you if we have immense stamina, we could add on 3 extra hours. But let's. So if there's no other objection, I'd like to set the date for Monday,
okay,
the 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Sounds good.
Okay. So the next thing is just an update on the PNB election planning. I circulated just recently the preliminary draft that Greg and I worked on. Greg, I guess that what we need to hear from you is what's the status of the planning for the race and nationality training.
Well, the first meeting with the consulting firm that Yolanda has picked out will take place next Monday about 11 or 11:30 in the morning or upon my arrival in Berkeley. Also, we also received a suggestion from Dave of another consultant who's actually located down here in L.A., Shirley Betters, and I've asked Yolanda to contact her as well, and so we're going to be pursuing this next week. I've conveyed to her all along the way the various permutations of the shape of the training that people wanted, including the final focus that was selected last week, and she's acting on that basis. That's
so,
really all to say at this point.
So are you taking other recommendations? I mean, there is another group that's here, and there's one that I know New York was interested in that has people down here as well.
We have to, sure, but we have to act quickly.
I should send them to you tonight.
Well, send it to Yolanda. Yeah,
send
it to Yolanda because she's the one who's going to have to follow up. She of course, is coming to the table with a group that she's already worked with, that she's, you know, and so when I originally tasked her with this, she had somebody in mind, and so she set up that meeting already, and the first opportunity that I have to actually sit down with people is next Monday. So that's when it begins, and, you know, next Monday's the 27th, and the coordinating committee meeting is now on the 6th of March, and so we basically have 1 week to, you know, vet people, the same week, by the way, that we're also doing corporate counsel. So the question of how many interviews we could actually conduct with people is a good question. So to the extent that there's time.
Okay, well, I'll just follow you on.
As sooner the better.
I'd like to let people know that Dr. Better is the author of the book Institutional Racism, a primer on theories, strategies for change.
Might I have his name, please? At point of
her name is Dr. Shirley Better, and her name is Shirley Better, and she teaches a class on institutional racism at Cal State Los Angeles. Has done that for many years, and just so people are aware who that is. But everybody should submit their recommendations, whatever recommendations they have, to Greg ASAP. And
to Yolanda,
what's her email?
Yolanda@pacifica.org.
Okay.
And Mary, I'm wondering.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I don't mind being copied. I just want to funnel as much of this through her as possible.
And Mary, could you send an email to the PNB asking that anybody with recommendations on the PNB send their recommendations to her ASAP, and that they'll be considering it and developing the proposal next week?
Sure.
Also keep in mind, we have a kind of a time thing that we've set up for this. I don't know if this is somewhere else on the agenda, but, the preliminary outline that Dave and I have developed, gives about 4.5 hours for this retreat or training, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning to 12:30 and then 1:30 to 4. And, my feeling is that we probably do need to devote at least a half hour to, despite what the focus is, to PMB and CPB diversity requirements, because that's a pressing issue, as long as no one objects to that. But that still leaves the majority of it.
Okay, well, we will deal with the details of that at our next meeting. That was for purposes of update. We're at time on that.
Mary Berg, point of information before we leave. When do they? What's the deadline for them to reply for the PNB? I'll send the thing out for recommendations, but they must reply by.
Those recommendations should be in not later than this Monday morning.
Sunday night, I'll put in.
Okay. So the next thing is the WPFW PNB resolution, and the resolution called for us to review the report of the WPFW LSB chair, which is we're still waiting to get, and also, I believe, to speak to representatives of each side in the dispute And Ambrose, as being there in D.C., I was wondering if we could ask you to arrange for the appropriate people to be present on the on our next coordinating committee meeting. Was that something
sure.
you're willing
no
to
problem.
Come on? Okay, and so you could you email to us in advance of that meeting who and what material we should be expecting?
Of course.
Great.
I hate to ask you this. I hate to go jump back, David, but I have two questions. We mentioned before that Wednesday the 8th was an option for this coordinating committee meeting. Do we not want to remind people, isn't it the... I'm sorry. That was not my question. My question was, if we have someone that's interested in this training, how do we describe the training that we want? It's on racism and nationality?
Race and nationality was the language that was agreed upon.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for the confusion.
No problem. Okay. So if Ambrose will take care of that and let us know, in advance who will be joining us and what materials were intended by the motion of, you know, what we needed to be able to review. We can be in email contact with each other about making sure that covers everything we'll need. And that said, is there any other comment on this before we adjourn?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir?
That outline for the agenda for the PNB meeting in March, is there a possibility you could forward me a copy of it, too?
It's already been sent.
Is it
an hour ago.
Oh, I see.
It's called preliminary preliminary.
Okay, all right, thank you.
This is Ray. I'm sorry, I've been listening. Sorry, folks. When you say adjourn, you mean adjourn?
Yeah, because we are not prepared to deal with the WPFW issue,
okay.
And because of Greg's travels, he hasn't been able to yet interview, and also he was waiting to get feedback from the PMB. He hasn't been able to make progress on the race and nationality thing beyond lining up interviews. So we agreed that we would have a brief meeting now and then meet again on March 6th to go over in detail both of those items.
March 6th, that's
Monday at
8
p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, a bit of trouble because I'm going to be at a lobby day there. Maybe I can use myself. Oh, so let me ask something. That's for Greg. Does it make sense to have Yolanda there so that we don't have one thing and another layer of information?
That's good.
Great idea.
Yolanda on the PMB, on the coordinating committee? Yeah, absolutely. I'd like that. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I actually broached that subject to her that it might be good, but I didn't know whether you'd invite her or not.
Okay, no. You definitely can. All right.
If there's nothing further, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Any objection?
No. Are you going to, pardon me, David, are you going to send notification out for the next coordinating committee meeting?
I absolutely will, and I'll post it on the PA calendar.
So you do that,
I do.
I was going to do that. You're going to do that?
Oh, okay. Please do.
Sorry, stay on the line.
I do
if you
want
would
to
do that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay,
I do want to remind people that we will be interviewing our affiliate directors on Wednesday the 1st, starting at 8 o'clock Central.
Yes.
Great.
By the way, I'm
sorry, correction, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
May I, Mary Berg, may I ask one question? Did everyone receive the draft minutes of the February 9th meeting?
I have to admit.
Mary, they looked outstanding.
You got them then.
Yes, thank you very much, man.
Well, we don't want to approve them tonight, though, right?
No.
There was some spelling error.
What is that? Oh, you mean our own minutes?
I have one more question, if I just may. Is it the practice to put up minutes that have not yet been approved? It used to be, but is it still? And
yeah,
draft?
You just have to note that they're drafts.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if I can get it on the damn site, but I'll try. Okay.
Thank you very much.
One quick question. So that means that the one that you had suggested for the 7th is not on. The next meeting is on the 6th rather than the 2nd, the 7th.
Correct.
Right.
And it's also at 8:30.
Right now.
Correct.
Eastern.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, guys. Yeah, thanks.
Have a nice dinner, you guys.